AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The murder conviction of Adnan Syed still stands in Maryland. His case was featured in the Serial podcast. The Maryland Supreme Court reinstated Syed's conviction in the 2000 death of his ex-girlfriend. The court ruled the earlier proceeding violated the legal rights of the victim's family. A movie about a young Donald Trump has found a distributor. The movie is called The Apprentice. Sebastian Stan stars as the former president. It struggled to gain interest after screening at the Cannes Film Festival. Briarcliff Entertainment will release The Apprentice October 11th, before Election Day, in U.S. and Canadian theaters. Trump's re-election campaign spokesperson and Stephen Chung called the movie pure fiction and said the team would file a lawsuit. President Volodymyr Zelensky fired the commander of the Ukrainian Air Force 4 days after an F-16 warplane Ukraine received from the West crashed during a Russian bombardment. Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, the head of the World Health Organization, believes the ongoing Mpox outbreaks in Africa might be stopped in the next 6 months.
WHO is working to accelerate access to and delivery of vaccines. The manufacturers of the two vaccines submitted their applications for emergency use listing last Friday, the 23rd of August, and we're working to review those applications as fast as possible.
He says the first shipment of vaccines should arrive in Congo within days. Police in Southern California say a next-door neighbor was arrested in connection with the disappearance of a couple from their home at a nudist resort. Carl Baker is with the Redlands, California Police Department.
We have cadaver dogs that will be here from the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department, and we will be using those to try to locate the victims, Dan and Stephanie. We are confident that they are deceased and that they are still here on the property.
A friend reported Stephanie Menard and her husband Daniel missing Sunday. This is AP News. The NBA is organizing its charitable giving.
The NBA Foundation sends flexible funding to nonprofits focused on boosting economic opportunity for Black youth in its team cities. AP correspondent James Pollard reports on how the foundation serves communities like New Orleans.
The New Orleans Pelicans are not the Brooklyn Nets. They're not the Los Angeles Lakers. They're not a team in a city with a lot of Fortune 500 companies and wealthy individuals who can really drive a lot of the philanthropy that happens. Using kind of the collective resources of the NBA in a smaller budget city like this, it's poised to make a big difference.
The research group Candid says funding specifically in support of Black people made up about 2% of overall philanthropy in the United States from 2006 to 2017. Candid says giving for Black people during the period peaked the year after a police officer in 2014 shot and killed Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri. I'm Haya Panjwani.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.